This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey.
Riddle.
Hey.
Riddle.
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 Hell yes. This is Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh boy.
Your one-stop shop for all things riddies and puzzies. We're like the Sam's Club of riddies. Is that still open, Sam's Club?
Sam's Club, yeah, but why would you want to tie us to Walmart?
Riddies and puzzies.
Riddies and puzzies.
And I'm thrilled to announce that in today's episode, or tonight's episode, as it were.
Well, whatever you're listening to it. Let's not put a label on it.
I don't want to muddle time. People should know the exact minute that we're recording this.
Yes, that's true.
It is exactly 7:54 p.m. So if you're listening to this in the morning, wait until 7:55 and pick it back up.
7:54 p.m. on a Friday.
On a Friday.
We should make that clear that this is what we are doing on a Friday.
Well, we all want to be here.
We all, quote unquote, want to be here. I'm thrilled to say that Aaron is going to be our old woman riddles today.
Old man puzzles.
Old man puzzles.
And you also, we did introduce ourselves.
I'm Adel Rafai.
J.
P.
C. I should have said riddles. I regret that so much.
Oh, I'm rebranding. And Aaron is here as well.
And Aaron Keefe is here.
JPC, the P stands for puzzies.
I'm rebranding myself to JP Riddles.
JP Riddles.
JP Riddles and Associates.
Or JPC stands for jokes, puzzies, and clues.
By the way, JP Riddles sounds like a knockoff R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
Did you read that new book by JP Riddles? No,
Shut up. It's terrible.
Don't.
Swan.
Shut up,
lumps.
Nerd. Swan bumps. I'm JP Riddles, and these are my swan bumps.
Oh, instead of goosebumps?
Yeah.
Swan bumps.
I said swan lumps.
I liked how we changed swan, but we kept bumps.
Okay. I have to ask for JP Riddles to read us an excerpt from one of his newest books in the series called Swam Lump.
For the spooky children's series.
You know that thing where you have a stroke? The Swan Lumps series.
This is my latest Swan Lumps book, but what's the title of the book?
The title of the book.
Goosebumps.
So let's set this. We're all around a campfire, and let's have JP Riddles read us from his new book.
Wait, we're all around the campfire? Is this Are You Afraid of the Dark, or is this JP Riddles?
That's what I said.
Gotcha.
Mr. Riddles, read your story.
How do you kids keep finding me? Oh, boy. All right, you little perverts. I'll read you a story. This is my latest Swan Lumps, and it's called Goosebumps. Little Kevin Braverman was a very brave little boy.
Oh, he's aptly named.
And he was also very Kevinly, which, as we know, means Swedish.
Are you saying sweet-ish?
Sweet-ish, yes.
Like he's kind of sweet?
Stop interrupting me, you little shit bird. And Kevin Braverman was constantly being bullied at school. Oh, Kevin Braverman, if you're so brave, you'll go spend a night in the old McMansion.
That's a coward like you, Kyle. He's a coward like you.
I'm a coward.
Yes.
Also, that doesn't sound like bullying. That sounds like he's being challenged.
Yes. Well, one man's challenge is another man's bully. Kevin Braverman thought, I can spend a night in the old place. It's not as haunted as everyone says. So he crept up to the old house. He
crept or creeped?
I'm sorry?
You said he crept up to the old house. Would it be
creeped? What are you, creep? A fucking editor?
I am, for the school newspaper.
Really?
Go Knights.
What's N-I-G-H-T?
N-I-G-H-T-S.
Great,
Knights. Nighttime is when I come alive.
Perfect. What do you charge? We should talk. My editor, I think he's fucking screwing me over here.
You couldn't afford me.
What happened next? What happened to Kevin Braverman?
Kevin Braverman opened the door. Three doors out. And walked into the house. Creaking floor sound. And he shut the door behind him. And he went fast asleep. But little did he know, an old author who was very crazy lived in the house, and the author murdered Kevin Braverman with, he clubbed him to death with a fucking book, because Kevin Braverman and his dipshit little friend would follow the author into the woods at all hours of the night, and the author was just trying to get out there to masturbate, because his damn wife won't let him do it in the house.
What was the author's name? What was the author's name?
Look at my arm. I have swan lumps.
That author's name, book close, was J.P. Reynolds. A club, 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 club.
We're in a club now. Thank you.
I can't believe you gave us these jackets.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Members only.
Members only.
Do you think R.L. Stein's going to sue you?
What's that? Yeah, I do think R.L. Stein's going to sue me. But
then, not for this.
But not for this.
Do you think that R.L. Stein, that's his real name? Like, what do the R and L stand for? Entity ad Stein?
Ron Livingston.
Is it?
Yeah, Ron Livingston Stein.
Really lame.
That is his real name.
I always thought as a kid, because I love those books, I always thought he added Stein to be like Frank N. Stein, R.L. Stein. Like, I thought it was like a bit. I thought it was
Frank Einstein, R.L. Stein.
Remember, this is a kid thing.
Well, yeah,
way.
But I don't think you've gotten any smarter.
Okay. But I've read all of the Indian in the Cupboard series.
Those don't age
Does
well.
That make sense? Yeah, those do not age well.
That series let's, does not
let
age all, well.
Let's the Indian out of the cupboard.
Oh, boy. Let's move on. Why don't we do some riddles and puzzles, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm Old Man Riddles.
Old Man Puzzles.
I'm Old Man Puzzles
old
today.
Old Man Rizzo.
Excuse me. And so I'm doing the warm-up. Great. Riddles. I did Google riddles for teens.
Yes.
So we make a little teeny and saucy up in here.
Next week, I'll Google riddles for babies.
Teeny and saucy, what are we having, cocktail wieners?
Boom! All right, here's your first warm-up riddle.
Oh, I hated myself.
I have no doors, but I have keys. I have no rooms, but I have a space. You can enter, but you can never leave. What am I?
Hotel California.
Yep.
Such yep.
a lovely place.
Moving on.
Such a lovely place. That's
oh,
for
it's
teens.
Gotta be a keyboard.
Teens love the Eagles.
If there's one thing I know about kids 13 to 19, it's that they are obsessed with Joe Walsh.
And?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. The other Eagles, too.
Would you like me to read it again?
Yes.
You know, Tom DeLonge.
I
all
have
the
no doors.
Pat Morita.
I have nothing to add to this. I have no doors, but I have keys. I have no rooms, but I do have a space. You can enter, but you cannot leave. What am I?
Okay. Keyboard. Yeah, it's a keyboard.
Classic
That's
keyboard.
Really great. That's a classic keyboard riddle. I did not know that.
You got it.
Yeah. Adel got it.
Well,
right.
It's specifically keyboard cat, right?
Mm-hmm. Boom,
it's
boom,
keyboard
boom,
cat.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's a traditional QWERTY keyboard. It's a G15 gaming keyboard. Yeah. Logitech.
If you...
Does it have hotkeys?
If anyone listening to this is about to buy a pet, name that pet QWERTY.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like that's a... Great name for a cat.
QWERTY? Yeah.
QWERTY.
I'm responsible for probably 120 views of the keyboard cat YouTube video. There was a time in my life where
Thank
I needed it. I needed it really bad. All right,
I can't
ready?
Believe you didn't do 300 more just to make it even 420.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got another one. While a cat was outside, it started to downpour. The cat couldn't find any shelter.
Wait, did you search cat because we were talking about cats? Or just so happened?
It just so happened, baby
wow.
doll.
This is
it's
luck?
Kismet.
How
this
lucky
is kismet.
Are we, my friend? Yeah. While a cat was outside, it started to downpour. The cat couldn't find any shelter and got completely soaked by the rain. Yet not a single hair was wet. How could this be?
The hair in this riddle is spelled H-A-R-E.
Yeah,
and it's talking
it's
about
a bunny.
The neighborhood bunnies.
Oh, those neighborhood bunnies.
Chicago has a lot of neighborhood bunnies. Yeah.
The other day, I felt something run across my foot, and I thought, this better be a neighborhood bunny, and it was a rat.
Oh.
And now I have to move.
Yeah.
The first week I was in Chicago, I was wearing flip-flops, and as I was walking, I heard a, and what had happened
and
was...
it was JPC.
It was JPC.
Hello there! It's about Reynolds!
I had stepped on a rat because as I was walking in flip-flops, the back of my heel went up, the flip-flop stayed down, and a rat at that exact time ran under it, almost like a miniature golf course windmill.
Yeah.
Went to run almost between like my flip-flop and my heel, didn't make it, and I stepped down and squished it. My bare foot pressed into it like a stamp press. Onto my sandal. And the sound it made was will
Stop,
haunt
don't,
me to,
don't,
today. Because it was just the expelling of air so quickly.
Did it
which
die?
Was it like walked off, but it as it walked away, it walked like it was in the Jamiroquai video. Like it was like like it was drunk.
Oh, so this is a riddle for teens.
You know, kids love eagles
kids
and Jamiroquai.
Love Jamiroquai.
But it walked away like it was in the virtual insanity video. Uh-huh. Like disoriented, and it had to have died because I pressed down on it so hard. Like its organs had to have been liquefied.
I stepped on an already dead squirrel once, and when I like am sick and I need to throw up, I think of the sensation of how that felt under my foot. It's like the stepping on a dead animal has got, or killing an animal with your feet, that is just not good.
Listeners, you know when you kill an animal with your foot, we've all been there. Well, apparently Aaron and I have.
Me and my little brother had to had to drown a raccoon once because a raccoon got caught in my dad's chipmunk trap, and a raccoon's way bigger than a chipmunk.
Is it?
So he, thank you. So he destroyed this chipmunk trap, but he was trapped in there. So, and my dad was at work, and he was like, what you have to do is you have to drown it. Like, that's the only,
you have to hold it underwater for 5 minutes.
Submerge.
Shoot it, hold it underwater for 5 minutes.
So we filled up a wheelbarrow with water, and then we like got pitchforks and dropped the trap into the wheelbarrow, but the wheelbarrow wasn't deep enough. So instead we ended up just like waterboarding this poor raccoon so it could like half breathe, and it was making the worst sounds possible.
My
okay,
God.
JPC, you win.
It was truly awful. I do also remember that me and my little brother called the police. We didn't call 911, but we called the police. And we were like, there's a raccoon trapped in a chipmunk trap at our house. Can we shoot it with a gun? And the police were like, no, of course you can't. They're like, you can't have permission to fire a gun in the city. And we were like, we really would like to do that.
I love the idea of you like on a date in the future being like, tell me about your childhood. Nah, I waterboarded a raccoon.
I also, if I were that police officer, I'd be fucking delighted by that call. Yeah.
It was,
I'd be like, more calls like this, please.
But it was in Indianapolis, right?
It was in
that has to be like the number one call in Indianapolis.
Can I shoot a raccoon? Excuse me. Can I shoot a raccoon in my yard if it allegedly has married my daughter?
It's that is number one. And the second call is,
is Larry Bird still playing for the Pacers?
911 is Larry. 911. Larry Bird is not playing for the Pacers.
You answered my question.
Thank you. Sorry.
Wait, can I shoot a raccoon?
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, so cat was in the rain.
Cat's in the rain.
It was outside. It started to downpour. The cat couldn't find any shelter. Got completely soaked by the rain. Yet not a single hair was wet. How could this be?
That's a hairless cat. Easy.
Oh yeah, it's one of those weird cats.
Persian.
You got it.
Yes.
What do teens say?
A chihuahua.
What do teens say when they have trouble with even numbers in their math class?
My
I'm
life.
Listen to the Eagles.
Oh, this is just a joke. This is not, I'm sorry.
Wait,
this is embarrassing.
Was my answer correct? Because
was
I
it
screamed
my
wife. Teens love Borat, the Eagles.
Sweetie, send work on your
they
homework.
They did.
My wife.
They did 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. When I was a teen, we loved saying my wife.
What's
the joke?
I'm embarrassed that I read this one. Yeah.
What's Borat's favorite insurance company?
MetLife.
MetLife. What's the joke? Can you say it one more time?
Well, I'm embarrassed that I read this one because it's
too.
More of a joke. It's more of a joke than it is a riddle. What do teens say when they have trouble with even numbers in their math class?
How odd.
Teens.
What do teens say?
What are they saying these days?
Teens.
Oh, they would say thought
Those
or trill.
Teens.
They would say, is this a 1 trillion? Would they just...
No, that you're giving too much
Would they just
credit.
Dab?
Yeah, I think they just dab.
I think maybe the answer is they would dab.
What do teens say when they're having trouble with even numbers?
The rest of these are really bad.
Just give us that sweet, sweet...
That answer?
That sweet, sweet joke.
I can't even.
Oh, yeah, that's a riddle.
Yeah.
That's definitely a riddle for teens.
Aaron, I'm sorry it's come and gone so fast, but we are relinquishing you from the title of Old Man Puzzies.
No.
Yeah, that
you obviously can't handle the duties.
Well, that was I should have read through all of these before I...
You tried to do a joke. You tried to give us a joke.
This one is also not very good. We'll do it. This is the speediest of speed rounds. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do you find at the end of the line?
E.
There you go.
Fuck.
I call
by E, I mean ecstasy. If you take the red line to Howard, you're going to find ecstasy.
Uh-huh. Or brown line to Kimball, you can find ecstasy there as well.
I call...
Orange line to Midway. Blue line to O'Hare.
O'Hare, yeah. That's where to find the best ecstasy
and
is O'Hare.
And not a single O'Hare was wet. Oh, boy.
I call the trees my home, yet I never go inside. And if I ever fall off
is
the tree,
talking,
I'll be,
or is
I
this
surely
a
will be dead.
Are you doing a riddle?
I'm so sorry. These got
can
like
you,
the
can
younger.
You repeat that?
No,
Aaron, her eyes rolled up into the back of her head, and she just repeated that like maybe she was just quoting.
I call
prophecy.
The trees my home.
She's in a trance.
I call the trees my home. Yet I never go inside. And if I ever fall off the tree, I will surely be dead. This is stupid.
Call the trees my home, but I'm never inside. If I fall off, I'll surely die. A nut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cats. The hang in there cats.
No, that's an...
The hang in there cat.
It's a leaf, right? A leaf?
Yes, it's a leaf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, or an acorn. Like or nut, yeah, yeah. Tree nuts.
Oh, okay. I have one more.
Okay, this is the final one. Whoever gets this one wins.
Okay, and this one, it seems pretty stupid. I haven't read the answer yet. But
then I'm going to go ahead and pre-guess my wife.
Math teacher. I have two apples in one hand,
I can't
one
even.
In the other, and one on my lap, but it doesn't keep the doctor away and cannot be safely eaten. What kind of apples do I have?
Is this math teacher is the one telling me the riddle?
Yes, math teacher. I have two apples in one hand. One.
Wait, are you math teacher? Are you taking on the role of math teacher?
Why would you put an apple in your lap? Like, that's not...
I am! All right. I am a math teacher.
Okay, you're
pretend
math
I am
teacher.
A math teacher.
So math teachers in your world just say math teacher.
Math teacher, math teacher.
Mailman.
Teach me
mother.
Math.
Any role they play in my life, they announce it before
okay,
they do
math
it.
Math teacher.
Math teacher. I have two apples in one hand.
Math teacher is what you say in a, like an old-timey letter instead of stop. Like, I'm writing you this letter,
math
teacher.
Teacher. I have two apples in one hand, one in the other, and one on my lap. But it doesn't keep the doctor away and cannot be safely eaten. What kind of apples do I have?
iPhones.
Dick apples.
Apple products, yeah.
Yep, Apple products.
And
so
nothing matters anymore.
One in his lap. What's the one in his lap? Oh, his laptop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was some sort of Apple belt that I didn't know about.
That Apple
coming
belt.
Soon, the Apple belt.
I feel so freaking warmed up right now.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm all jazzed on riddies and puzzles.
But yeah, I'm warmed up to like for jokes.
I'm warm enough to tell jokes to teens. What's this podcast?
I wanted you to know that that was the first website yes. that came up.
Welcome back to Jokes for Teens.
We can't even.
P.
Dab, dab, dab.
Dab, dab, dab.
Okay.
A little dab. We'll do you.
Oh,
UTI?
Oh, boy.
I still have a UTI. Here we go.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks, and yet here I am.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Clear,
I
Claritin,
clear
and Claritin,
I live clear, clear Claritin with Claritin D. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Clarity to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Are you ready for some real, not teen?
These are adult riddles?
Puzzles and riddles.
I'm ready for these puzzies and riddles.
Shadow discovered Sandy lying on her side in a puddle of water and broken glass. When the doctor arrived, he pronounced her dead. Since Sandy...
I now pronounce you...
Mad and dead.
Since Sandy had no cuts on her body, how did she die?
Okay. Shadow found Sandy laying in a puddle with broken glass.
And he said, Sandy?
Sandy?
Shadow's the nickname of course, John Travolta's character in Grease.
No. Okay.
Was that a song from Grease?
Yeah, hopelessly.
Oh, hopelessly devoted.
I
was like, is this Grease 2? What are we singing here?
No, that would have been I need a girl for all seasons.
Good. Now I don't know that.
When I was in Grease, I played Jan, the fat one.
Was Jan fat?
Yeah.
I played Jan.
I think all the jokes are like, Jan, stop. Probably.
Wait.
Jan, stop eating.
Which one was Jan? Was she a pink lady?
She's the
one
who goes pink lady with the pigtails. Brush up, brush up, brush up.
She was fat?
Well, all the jokes about of how she can't stop. In the play, she can't stop eating.
Okay.
The whole show. But the one line I had was, how much dough did he spend?
Yeah. Summer Lovin'.
Yeah, Summer Lovin'.
So, of course, she would talk about dough.
Yeah. Of course, because she is.
Yeah, because.
Cannot stop eating.
She can't stop eating.
All right. Shadow.
Sunny was my favorite.
I like Kanicki.
Duty. Well, everyone likes Kanicki.
No one likes Kanicki.
You fucking idiot.
Give me an Eskimo pie.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We're going to
Kanicki is the Yankees of Greece.
Yeah. Did she put up a fight? Who said that? Kanicki said that. Kanicki
said that.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Kanicki.
Wait, no, I hate Kanicki.
Lots of do's in it. All right, ready?
Nobody's jugs are bigger than a Nets.
Jesus.
When I was in, grade school, we played, Grease. Like, we did, on the playground in, third grade. We were, dividing up between, which Grease characters we were.
This is Indianapolis again?
So it was the 70s. The 90s were the 70s.
All right, kids, it's time for recess. Don't play Grease.
I want to be Kanicki. I just want to fuck this squirrel. Indianapolis.
Okay,
so what was going on with Shadow and
Shadow
Sandy?
Discovered Sandy lying on her side in a puddle of water and broken glass. When the doctor arrived, he pronounced her dead. Since Sandy had no cuts on her body, how did she die?
So Sandy is a shandy. The puddle is the spilled shandy and the broken glass is the beer bottle. Shadow is the shadow of alcoholism that is looming over you. And the doctor... let's take a look. DR. What else is DR? Driving drunk. So.
This is that same guy who parked outside that girl's house.
You should teach literature because you are really.
I would if I could read. I don't know. I don't know the answer to
I will give you a hint. That one part of this, you are going to poke a hole through so fast and you're going to make fun of.
Okay, so it's a
Sandy
condom.
Is a fish.
Try to have a kid.
I feel like Sandy's a fish and she's on her side and. That's where the gills are?
Oh.
So, like, maybe in the puddle there wasn't enough oxygen. The puddle wasn't deep enough for Sandy the fish to survive.
Yeah, but why would a doctor come?
A fish doctor.
Oh, so, no. What? Can you repeat the doctor part again?
Yes. When the doctor arrived, he pronounced her dead.
So...
The doctor was...
He's pronouncing the word her dead. So this doctor can't read. What doctors can't read? Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God.
So the fish tank was full of Dr. Pepper. Sandy couldn't breathe in Dr. Pepper because a fish can't breathe in Dr. Pepper. So I'm an idiot.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, I really just don't know the answer.
You got it. You basically got it. I was just trying to poke a hole. Yeah, Sandy died of suffocation. Sandy is a goldfish whose fishbowl was knocked over. That's why the glass... And
wait,
I don't
what's
know
the
why
whole doctor shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought you would make. That's why I started laughing when I started reading it, because I was like, they're going to make fun of the fact that so this woman's, like, fish died and her she called a doctor.
Well, one, let's do let's rate this riddle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that an F.
You're going to give that an F
for fish?
Oh, okay. Wow, I set you up for that so hard with that reaction. I'm going to give that riddle a D. For doctor didn't matter.
Aaron?
Our rating system is based on a letter of a thing that we want to say, right?
Yeah, it's an acronym.
Got it.
I'd give it a C minus.
Four.
It lives. Fisher from the sea.
Fisher from the sea, and it was minus the sea.
Minus the sea?
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
I did!
You get it. You win.
I want to roleplay this, and much like calling into the police in Indianapolis, I want to see this. I want to hear this call of someone who drop their goldfish bowl, calling a doctor and trying to convince them to come over. JPC, let's have you be the doctor.
Okay.
This is set in Indianapolis, so you can speak from experience. And Aaron, why don't we have you be the person who knocked
So let's all feel free to use Indianapolis accents as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Which sounds like...
If you can do Goofy, you can do Indianapolis.
Okay.
No, that's Indianapolis accents. Whenever you're ready, Aaron.
Beep, boop, bop, 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 bop. Ring, 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 ring.
Dr. Pepper.
Hi, Dr. Pepper. I'm so sorry to bother you at home. There's been...
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jennifer, we're close friends.
Jennifer, we're close friends. Jennifer, yes.
Jennifer, we're close friends. I think we went to high school together.
Yes.
Okay,
We went to high school with, Bob, we had a baby pizza boy, correct?
Yep. He was, I'm sorry, we're getting off topic. Could you get over here as fast as possible?
Jennifer, I have a wife.
Please.
We can't do this.
Please, I know.
I have a wife. I have a house on North Shadeland Avenue.
Speaking of spouses, I think mine has just passed away.
I'm sorry?
My husband is a fish, and he, we were trying to make love.
Wait.
My husband is a fish, and we were trying to make love.
Wait, hold
the bowl.
Stop. Jennifer, stop.
Yeah?
Were you watching Shape of Water? Is that what was happening?
Me, I was watching Shape of Water.
And you were... Okay.
And then I tried to fuck my fish.
You tried to...
And save.
Oh, man.
Nailed it.
Dr. Pepper was really the name of a soft drink. I'm ready for the next riddle.
You know, it's funny if you have to explain it.
Okay. The pile that I got from... Old Man Puzzles over here is mediocre at best, so don't blame me.
The pile that you... Oh, the pile of riddles.
Yeah, the pile of riddles.
Okay,
that
old
he threw
man,
at me and said, make do with this.
Old Man Puzzles give young lady riddles a pile of puzzles. Ooh, I have a
riddle. OMP?
Old Man Puzzles give young lady riddles a pile of puzzles.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Shadow dropped in to visit his friend, Captain Frank, and found him sleeping on his couch. There was... fresh blood on the ceiling above his head, but nowhere else in the room. Shadow anxiously woke him to check his condition, only to find that everything was fine. How could Captain Frank's blood be on the ceiling, but nowhere else?
I love that whoever was editing these was like, let's punch up these names.
Yeah.
Shadow. Tom? No, his name's Shadow. What's this guy's name? Bill? Captain Frank now.
People stop reading halfway through. We got to make those names way more interesting.
I've been listening to a lot of Billy Joel. Let's call him Captain Jack. No, Captain Frank.
Captain Frank is a hot sauce.
Yeah.
The hot sauce is his blood. It got put on the... Captain Frank is a...
So he was sleeping. The hot sauce was sleeping, JPC. Tell me more about how this hot sauce was sleeping.
Captain Frank is a woman. First of all, that's a misnomer. You didn't think Captain Frank was a woman, but she is. Damn. Women can be captains.
You were anti-Kaneki.
Shadow anxiously...
Sandy?
Shadow anxiously woke him to check his condition.
Okay. We don't know his pronouns.
I feel like Captain Frank, if he's fine, but there's blood on the ceiling, either A, his house haunted.
Oh, yeah, it could be a haunted
house. But it's his blood.
Okay, then he sneezed. Maybe he had a bloody nose and he sneezed.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever shotgunned blood out of your nose with a sneeze?
Oh, I've had 3 nose surgeries.
You know when you sneeze?
And so I sneezed blood for many years.
Yeah.
What did you have nose surgeries for?
Like I broke my nose. System? Yeah, I broke my nose twice.
And then when Erin said that she had 3 nose surgeries, she did the universal sign for snorting a line of cocaine off of a table.
Yeah.
I had a couple of nose surgeries.
I broke my nose.
How did you break your nose?
Both were someone hitting me in the face by accident.
During Greece?
No. One was at my freshman year, a drama lock-in. A guy named Brian in a bouncy house hit me in the head with his knee.
Too old for a bouncy house at that age.
And I heard my nose break. And I went, does anyone want to kiss me? And they all said no. And I said, what about sometime in the next 4 years? And they said, no thanks, hard pass.
So here's what you did wrong there. You asked for someone to kiss you immediately after your nose had been broken, whereas if you had maybe waited a fucking couple days.
Maybe.
I love it with your nose broken when you said hard pass. We'll cut that part out.
Cool. Great.
No, we won't. Now we won't.
Yeah, now we
won't.
Captain Frank.
Has his own blood on the ceiling, but he's okay.
Yeah. You know when you have a bloody nose and you sneeze and it sticks to the ceiling, gets all over the ceiling? We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been at your house. By the way, you got to clean your ceilings. It's his blood. I mean, in what way do you bleed but you don't get hurt?
You're circling it.
Captain Jack was a woman.
Nope.
Yep.
So we're circling it.
I love period-based riddles. She was on her period.
Well, that's the greatest riddle of all.
A woman's ovulation cycle is the greatest riddle in history.
Not hurt, but bleeding. Oh, bleeding from the tear ducts, like Le Chivre in Casino Royale.
Captain Frank was a statue of the Virgin Mary, crying blood.
Mm-mm. It's blood. It is Captain Frank's blood, but Captain Frank is not hurt. He has an open wound.
Mm-mm.
No.
Captain, he was bit by mosquitoes, and then he swatted them while they were sitting on the ceiling.
Yes.
Or they exploded because they overindulged themselves and exploded from how much
it's
blood they
drank. It's a mosquito.
Well, baby doll, you got it. Captain Frank had swatted a mosquito that had been feasting on him. That's the word they used. While he tried to sleep. I want to see this role played. Adel, can you be Captain Frank? And can you be the mosquito?
I'm the mosquito?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be in this.
You're not going to be
Shadow? No, this is way before Shadow comes in. This is when the mosquito is feasting on Captain Frank.
$60?
Yeah, $60. That's what I get paid to sail a ship every night.
Yeah, well,
I'm a captain, you see.
If you want me to suck you... You're going to have to pay a little more than $60, Franco.
What do you want?
What do I want?
I mean, how about I do something for you?
What are you going to do for me? You're a human man and I'm a mosquito.
Don't you want to suck me? Isn't that what you do?
I want to get paid, motherfucker. Okay? I'm not looking to just suck you for free. I got mouths to feed. And sure, I might only live a couple of days, but I got responsibilities.
Aren't I literally... feeding your mouth when you suck me?
Okay.
Just suck me.
Okay, fine. Fine, daddy. Fine, daddy. You're gonna be the
Here
big...
I am, Shadow coming in early.
Smack.
Hey, Hong Shu, I was sleeping.
Very clear.
Where's my husband? Where is he? He went into that apartment an hour ago. It doesn't take that long to suck a captain.
I love Erin just saying very clear.
Very clear.
Like someone tries to describe, you walk in on this compromising situation, and it's just like, I was very clear.
Very clear. No, got it. Crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Do I do one more?
I think we have to do listener submitted.
Got it. Well, can I really quick rate that riddle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I give that one a B for blood.
Let's do a listener submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can always submit your favorite Puzzy or Riddy to us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is HeyRiddleRiddle, @HeyRiddleRiddle, so check that out.
And just to clarify, mm-hmm. if you send an email to hrpodcast@gmail.com, you will be sending a riddle to my HR podcast. We will discuss your riddle and any sort of sensitive employee information on the podcast.
Absolutely. And also, rate us on whatever service you use. If you use iTunes, give us a sweet, sweet rating.
If you use Yelp, give us a rating out there.
And if you're listening to this in the middle of the night, give yourself a hug right now.
You've earned it.
You've
earned
it. Give yourself a hug in the middle of the night.
You give your nice little squeeze around your arms and you say, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay.
Oh, my arms are dead asleep. If it's the middle of the
very
night.
Very clear.
Yeah, very clear.
This week's listener submitted riddle is by Ann K. Sent us this one. Ann K.'s favorite riddle
is... Are you sure that word isn't just unk?
Oh, it's from unk. Yes, sorry. It's from my uncle. The riddle is, I'm often held, yet rarely touched. I'm always wet, yet never rust. I'm sometimes wagged and sometimes bit. To use me well, you must have wit.
I'm often wet...
Of course, you focus on that. I'm often held, yet rarely touched. I'm always wet, yet never rust. I'm sometimes wagged and sometimes bit. To use me well, you must have wit.
A tail.
You know how a tail's always wet? Because dogs are always sitting and pee.
Yeah, wet tail.
What do we think?
Held.
I'll give you a hint.
And
you,
wet. Esteem.
What? Full stop. That brings us to our segment.
Oh, full
that brings us to our segment. Dead no. stop.
Dead stop, stop with Aaron Keefe.
No.
So something that you just said, Aaron, in today's dead stop episode of Dead Stop was steam.
I said esteem.
Esteem. Oh,
even
like
worse.
Esteem.
Very clear.
I'm so sorry.
Esteem.
You said like esteem.
Oh,
gotcha.
I have no filter.
Because esteem is always wet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'll give you both,
if you're
you both
an Italian, esteem is always wet.
Esteem.
I'll give you a hint. You're both using them right now. Well, not right now, but you just were using them.
Voices.
Close.
Mouths.
Closer.
Penis.
Lips.
Closest.
Tongue.
There you go. Ding, ding,
holding
ding.
Holding my tongue.
It was tongue.
Oh, yes.
I'm often held, yet rarely touched. I'm always wet, yet never rust. I'm sometimes wagged and sometimes bit. To use me well, you must have wit.
I take issue with that because I'm always touching
That's
people's
all we
tongues.
Have for you.
What if some of us don't have tongues?
Yeah, you're always
and?
Touching your tongue with somebody else.
Yeah.
Or with a flagpole.
I'm always making out with a flagpole. Harvey Danger. What a teen's like.
That's all we have for Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Rafai. You can check out Hello from the Magic Tavern, Siblings Peculaire, or come to I.O. Chicago and see Revolver Worldness Tonight.
I'm JPC. You can find me on Twitter at JPSoFly. If you're in Chicago, check out Devil's Daughter or World News Tonight at IO Chicago. And you can also listen to me if you're into actual play podcasts on the Campaign Podcast. It's off the One Shot Network.
And I'm Erin Keefe, and you should check out Oh Hell Yeah, Friday nights at I.O. in Chicago. It's with my team Wet Bus, and it's very fun. And sometimes I'm in World News, but you never know when. I'm a fun little surprise.
And Erin, what's your favorite recipe this week?
It's a nice squash apple soup. I'll send it to Adol, and he'll post it on his
and
Twitter.
And where can people find a VHS copy of your high school production of Grease?
Oh, you're going to email my mother? At...
And Aaron, as always, what's your favorite planet?
This week, it's Jupiter. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Rafai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.